The book of Leviticus 26:3-12. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemy shall fall by the sword before you, for I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. Let us remember the signs in the form of rewards, as Apostle Arkady presents them, by which we need to examine ourselves as to whether we are cooperating the grown by us fruit of holiness with the holiness of God. The first sign of the reward is the Lord God will walk among or in the midst of our camp to deliver us and to deliver our enemies into our hands. The second sign of the reward, the Lord will give rain for our land in its season, and our land will yield its produce. Third sign of the reward, the Lord God will give us the opportunity and ability to eat our bread to the full and to dwell in our land safely. The fourth sign of the reward, the Lord God will give peace in our land and will lay down and we will lay down to sleep, and none will make us afraid, because he will rid our land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through our land, and our enemies will fall by the sword before us. Fifth sign, the Lord God will look on us favorably and make us fruitful and will multiply us. The sixth sign of the reward, the Lord God will be firm in his covenant with us and will set his tabernacle among us, and his soul will not abhor us. And the seventh sign of the reward, the Lord God will walk among us and be our God, and we will be his people. We already looked at five of the signs of our reward, and allow us to look at the sixth sign, which talks about the Lord God being firm in his covenant with us, and he will set his tabernacle among us, and his soul will not abhor us. Again, the Lord God will be firm in his covenant with us, and this will give us him the right to set his tabernacle among us, and his soul will never again abhor us. According to the given sign, Apostle Arkady writes, which is the result of the collaboration of the grown by us fruit of holiness with the holiness of God, which we are called to demonstrate within our faith and brotherly love, we conclude that if God will not confirm his covenant with us in the format of his word that is magnified within the temple of our body above all of his names, he will have no legitimate grounds to be able to set his tabernacle within our body or within our church. Again, if his word, the word of God, will not be magnified within the temple of our body above all his names, then not our body or this house will have the right to be called the tabernacle of the Lord, because God has promised to cooperate with us, but only within the boundaries of the spoken by him word. But what spoken word that is magnified by him both within the temple of our body as well as within our church? And for this purpose, we, by listening to the preached to us word in the format of a seed, are called to conceal the seed of his word that is addressed by him within our conscience, that is cleansed from dead works in the format of his commandment. Considering this, again, the word that is magnified within the temple of our body, within the temple that we are, it needs to be addressed in the format of a commandment. It will never become in the format of a commandment until it is magnified. And as soon as the word of God is magnified in the format of a commandment, he says the place where this is the place where there's a remembrance for my name. As soon as the word of God is magnified in my body in the format of a commandment, in the format of a command, now your body is my sanctuary. We will consider that, and we will remember that the cleansing of our conscience from dead works is called to occur by knowing the truth consisting of the blood of the cross of Christ. Therefore, the phrase, I will be firm in, or he will be firm in his covenant, means to ratify his covenant that is between him and himself and us, to make his covenant that is between himself and us legitimate, lawful, and unchanging. Right now, we will sing a psalm to the Lord, and we will thank him that we today are able to confirm our covenant with him. To confirm our covenant with him means we have the legitimate right to the inheritance that is in Jesus Christ, only because of a confirmed covenant with God. And we have the question that arises, how can we confirm this covenant? How can it be confirmed within the temple of our body and within this church? This happens when his word is magnified above all of his names, and it is now for us a commandment. And the fact, the work that we're going to do right now, we will worship God and honor him with tithes and offerings, means that in this temple that we are and the temple of our body, we have magnified the word. His word has become for us as commandment, and we have the legitimate right now to have what is within the covenant that is made between us and God. And this is the salvation of our soul and the resurrection of our body. Let us stand up and take part in this wonderful service.
Небес За то, что душу он хранит мою. Не унывай, душа, среди испытаний, Господь хранитель твой от зла и бед. И исчезнет ночь и день, и засияет спасение чудный свет. Небесный свет. Не унывай, душа, среди испытаний, Господь хранитель твой от зла и бед. Исчезнет ночь и тень, и засияет спасение чудный свет. Небесный свет.
Please stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple, so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. Please be seated.